This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Listen to us on KPFK, KPFA, and other Pacifica stations, and watch us on Free Speech TV, Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. The great Cuban revolutionary leader and former President Fidel Castro has died. He was 90 years old. Castro had spent the last few years of his life watching from the sidelines after he stepped down from his role as president and turned over the reins of his country to his brother Raul. He lived long enough to see a detente with the U.S., whose harsh embargo as punishment for Castro's communist rule had devastated the island's economy. Castro was different things to different people. To the left, he was a hero who stood up to the U.S. like no one else could, surviving countless assassination attempts by the CIA. To conservatives, he was a dictator who violated rights. But under Castro's Cuba, literacy rates soared to 100%. Higher education was free, organic agriculture became the norm, trained medical professionals were so plentiful that they have gone the world over to help in disaster zones, and no one in Cuba has gone hungry. Huge feats in the face of U.S. defiance. To African leaders, Castro was particularly important given his strong solidarity against Western colonialists. And to African Americans in the U.S., Castro also held special significance, given his support for the Black freedom struggle historically. Today, we pay tribute to the life of one of the most important revolutionaries the world has ever seen through a speech that Fidel Castro gave at the Abyssinian Baptist Church in Harlem, New York, in 1995. This was 35 years before he originally spoke at the United Nations in the same city. This speech is preserved in the Pacifica Radio Archives, and here is an excerpt.
Queridos, o mejor dicho, queridísimos
dear,
amigos.
Or rather, very dear friends.
Algunos de los que me precedieron, ¿no?
Some of the speakers who preceded me.
Decía que algunos se preguntaban.
I said that some of them were wondering.
¿Por qué me recibían en esta iglesia?
Why was it that I was being welcome in this church?
Y él contó interesantes anécdotas.
And he told very interesting
stories. De la vez que me habían llevado a la otra iglesia.
Of the day they took me to the other church.
Sobre eso debo hablar también.
I should speak about that too tonight.
Pero es que no solo algunos de ustedes.
But it happens that not only some of you, but
me recibían a mí.
I was also wondering why I was being welcomed
es
like this.
Yo mismo,
it is that I myself,
cuando me estaba vistiendo,
while I was getting dressed
para venir acá,
to come here tonight,
me quité de todos los trajes.
I got rid of the business suit.
Y me puse esta ropa que es la que había usado.
I got rid of my business suit and then I went into this fatigues which I have been wearing for so many years. I have been wearing this till international diplomacy has forced
me. No hace mucho.
Not very long ago.
A ponerme una guayabera.
To wear a guayabera.
Pero descubrí,
but then I discovered
que yo no tenía una sola guayabera.
That I did not have only one guayabera.
Me prestaron guayabera.
Then I had to borrow one.
Movilizaron no sé cuánta gente.
They mobilized I don't know how many tailors in order to have some guayaberas cut for me.
Por la noche.
That was in the midnight.
Yo me tenía que ir al otro día.
I was supposed to leave on that trip
me
the next day.
Me la probaron por la mañana.
I tried it in the morning.
Y realmente estaba tan
and actually it did not
amplia.
Fit. It was so big.
Que yo en broma.
It was so big that as a joke.
Le dije a los amigos,
I said to my friends. Look.
Me referí a una persona.
I mentioned a person.
Con la que he tenido contradicciones.
With whom I have had some contradictions.
Pero que al que pude a la que pude conocer.
But somebody was able to meet later, and he's not a bad person.
Era presidente de un país.
He was the president of a country.
Latinoamericano.
Of a Latin American country.
Y yo le dije, óigame.
And he was fat.
Ustedes me han hecho la guayabera del gordo tal.
So I said to the tailor, you have tailored that guayabera for that man and not for me.
Corre, recorta.
It was broad like this.
Pero me tuve que poner la guayabera.
But I had to wear it nonetheless.
Después le cuento un amigo, una familia.
After that I said it to a friend.
Que tenía
to a family
una hija diseñadora,
who happened to have a daughter who's a designer.
Holanda, Inglaterra.
In Holland, she had studied in Europe. That family had had relations with Cuba for a long time.
Descubrí que no tenía ningún
I told them that I discovered that I did not have any civilian clothes.
Entonces me ofreció
so they offered me her services,
de la familia,
that family,
para hacerme un traje.
And then she designed some suits for me.
Bueno, en realidad, me hicieron como,
well, actually,
como tres o cuatro.
She prepared about three to, or four
trajes,
suits for me.
Le aseguro
but
que no
I assure
nada,
you that
nada,
I did not know anything about suits.
Ni la tela.
Nothing about the clothes.
Ni la camisa.
Or the shirt.
Ni la corbata.
Or the tie.
Ni los yugos.
Or the couplings. You know, I did not know anything.
Unos zapatos de punta.
And the shoes, very uncomfortable
claro,
shoes.
Los pies míos no estaban acostumbrados a eso.
You know, I was not used to that.
Tenía unas viejas botas.
I had my old boots.
Media raídas ya.
Somewhat old and.
No por pobreza.
Not because I was poor.
Sino por costumbre.
But because I was in the habit of wearing my old boots.
Le tenía tanto cariño mis botas.
They were
que
so
no
comfortable, you know, that I did not want to leave them for a new pair of shoes.
Quería quitar. Y entonces. Por fin terminé.
Finally,
con
I ended up
guayabera,
dressed in a guayabera,
traje,
in a business
corbata,
suit, with a tie,
camisa,
with a shirt,
yugo,
with the cufflinks,
zapato,
with shoes.
Que no me los pongo porque
I'm not wearing them
no
now.
Ya no pudieron muchos años.
I don't like them much, you know.
Y por fin, bueno, y ahora soy un honorable caballero.
And now I am an honorable gentleman.
Participo en las reuniones cumbre. Y a cada rato hay una reunión cumbre. Bueno,
once
ya.
Once in a while there are summit conferences and I have to dress up like an honorable gentleman in a business suit.
La reunión sobre desarrollo social.
There was another summit on social development.
Que si París.
And in Paris, I had to pay a visit to that country, to
claro,
France.
En todos los lugares me bajo con este.
In every place, you know, I leave the
y
plane wearing
cambio
my fatigues.
Las visitas,
and then I change for
museos,
those protocol
todo
visits, I wear my business suits.
Y entonces, bien. No sé si me he ido civilizando.
I don't know if it is because I'm becoming more civilized.
Pero tampoco quería dar la impresión y ayudar que yo fuera a aparecer como un señor militar allí o algo de eso. Que yo no estudié esa carrera.
You know, I did not study the career of looking like a gentleman in a business suit.
A mí no me quedó más remedio que
I only had to do it.
Tener que luchar.
And I did not study to be a politician. I had to
tener que aprender.
I had to learn the trade
y
bueno, along the way.
Hicimos algunas guerras. Y lo interesante es que las ganamos.
And the interesting thing is that we waged a battle and we won.
La nuestra era muy difícil, pero no le voy a hacer esa historia.
It is very difficult, but I'm not going to tell you that old story.
Pero llegamos a ser muy poquito.
But there was a time in which we were only a few.
A veces menos de 10.
Sometimes there was a time in which we were less than 10.
12.
Sometimes we were 12.
Pero nuestros adversarios eran como
but our adversaries,
y al final en 25
though there were many, in 25 months,
nuestra revolución venció
our revolution was victorious.
Lo venció de manera total. En combate abierto.
We won in the open battles.
Estamos siendo guerrillas y después.
We were in the guerrilla forces.
Una combinación
and then
de
with a combination of irregular war.
Habíamos aprendido el oficio.
We learned the trade of guerrilla warfare.
Pero nos gustó aquella ropa y nos quedamos con
but we
ella,
liked
¿no?
those fatigues that we wore at that time. And as I have, I felt so comfortable in those fatigues, I kept wearing them all
bueno,
these years.
Les contaba que fui al hotel.
Anyway, I was telling
no,
you the story.
No, estoy en hotel. No,
I went to the hotel, not to the hotel, excuse me.
En la misión de la embajada.
I went to the Cuban mission.
A ponerme esta ropa.
To wear this fatigue, to go back into my fatigues because I had been wearing the business suit before.
Porque yo decía,
because I said to myself,
si la otra vez fui con esta ropa,
if the last time I went to Harlem I was wearing my fatigues,
¿cómo me voy a aparecer en Harlem?
How come I'm going to go to Harlem
vestido de
dressed
caballero.
In a business suit?
You've been listening to a speech given by Fidel Castro in Harlem, New York in 1995. This speech is preserved in the Pacifica Radio Archives, and you can visit pacificaradioarchives.org to get a copy of the entire speech. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can sign up for our newsletter at risingupwithsonali.com to get daily emails with links to all our stories.